Security.
Oh, hello. Is that reception, London Weekend Television?
This is security. Reception's gone off duty, sir.
Oh, I see. I'm supposed to meet somebody in reception, and I wanted to know if they were
What's
there.
What's the name of the person you're supposed to meet?
Haile Selassie.
Haile?
Selassie.
Is that Haile Fanati, yeah? No.
Could you possibly, if he does, he will come in very shortly. Mm-hmm. Would you tell him that Marcus Garvey phoned?
Mm-hmm.
And that I will meet him, well, it's meet him in Babylon and Ting.
Yes, when Marcus comes in, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, wait, the gentleman's just coming in.
Oh, is that him, Selassie?
No, it wasn't him, it was a cab.
He's a black gentleman.
But when he comes in after you, you're going to meet him at, where was it?
Babylon.
I'm making note of this.
Yeah, Babylon and Ting.
Babylon and Ting.
That's it.
Right, you are.
Thank you, God bless you.
Bye.
Auntie, me, I'm the Radio 1 reggae sex machine. Me, I'm the number one rasta on the scene. Cause if you ask me name, all it shit, I'll say he called us pipe. Does it 50 times a day. Me boom and me boom and the chicks I'll jump when they see me rump and they feel me lump. Me I'm a crucial and me hung like a mule. And when me struck me stuff I'll the chicks I'll drool.
Excuse me, don't I know you? I know you.
No way, man.
Yes, I do.
Me name Hosepipe.
It's not, your name's Lee.
Me come from Jamaica.
You come from Frinton-on-Sea.
Me I'm the king of the street.
King of the street, you're 4'3".
From Zion.
No, you were at school with me.
Me bad.
You're bloody sad.
Me got me roots.
Roots, your granddad worked at Boots.
Me take me ganja, me for out.
Ganja, you smoke consulates and you're a blimmin' sea scale.
Me well endowed. Me go for hours and hours.
Well endowed, your wife calls you a maggot. I've seen you in the showers.
Alright, ma, leave it
out. Go on.
Earn a crust.
Never mind about earn a crust. Cut the Reggie. You're about as Rastafarian as Duncan Goodyew. Just because the kids out there can't see you think you can get away with it. Frankly, you look like the victim of forceps delivery. Go on, out. Take that root vegetable out of your trousers as well. It doesn't fool anyone.
It's me who's cool. I learnt how to be a streetwise disc jockey from a BBC education course. In fact, oh, Helco Slyrian. It's on the radio now. I shall tune around.
BBC World Service, Language Course 1. Let's speak disc jockey.
Hello, and welcome to the first program in our new language course. Today, we'll learn how to speak disc jockey. In Britain, most of us speak the English language. However, sometimes, if you listen to the radio, you may hear someone talking like this.
Good morning. Coming right up is 20 Radio 1 Minutes. Got a dedication. Okay. It's another two-story. Good morning.
Well, what is he saying? The answer is simple. Nothing. Yes, jock speak is a peculiar language because it is not a means of communication at all. It's a wall of sound. Therefore, it only has a very small vocabulary. In fact, there are only 6 key phrases. Here they are.
B.
Me.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
FM.
FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dedication.
Dedication.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Me.
And the word me again. Notice the elongation of the vowel sounds in amazing. You'll find this recurring in other words, such as national.
You're listening to National Radio 1. Good morning.
He seems to be talking through his nose, doesn't he? All authentic speakers of jock have had an operation on their adenoids. Not to have them removed, but to have more put in. He also seems to be speaking in an unnaturally deep voice.
FM.
These jockeys do like to speak in a deep voice, don't they? Oh, and one word of warning, it is important before we go any further to remind you never to speak like this in real life situations. For example, if I went to my local newsagent and had this conversation...
Can I help you at all?
Good morning, okay, have you got a copy of the Sun newspaper, please?
I beg your pardon?
The newsagent would immediately...
Oh dear, it's a loony.
Telephone the authorities.
Oh dear, it's a lunatic.
And I'd very soon be what we in the United Kingdom call...
Oh dear,
committed.
A copy of Tidbits, that all sounds like...
Well, that's all for this week. For homework, try wearing clothes 20 years out of date, sport a toupee, and expose an ample area of chest hair. And if you're feeling really adventurous, try opening a supermarket for an outrageously high fee. Next week, we'll be learning how to talk forced police confession.
Hello, can I have television centre reception, please?
Reception.
Hello, I wonder if you could ask whether or not there is a General Pinochet in reception, please.
What name, sorry?
General Pinochet.
General Pinochet.
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment. General Pinochet. Oh, I better use it.
What? I pushed my name. Is there General Pinochet in reception, please? General
No, nobody's answering. I called out on the tannoy.
Oh, dear. If he turns up, could you tell him to hold back his fire until Thursday? It's...
Please hold fire.
Please hold fire until reasonable discussion with NATO.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later, I found myself wandering aimlessly in the corridor of my luxury...
York penthouse flat, where I passed my neighbour, Dr. Dreyfus, Britain's only one-fingered gynaecologist. He sorts out ladies' furry hoops. That bit, you know, where gentlemen put their tummy bananas. In short, he's a kosher doctor working all day, working with genitals, if you see my somewhat elaborately contrived pun.
Hello, Mr. Dreyfus.
Dr. Dreyfus already.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Dreyfus, sorry. Actually, you might be able to help me out with a problem this week.
Problem? Schmoblem, loblem, zoblem, problem, problem,
problem. As you probably realize, kids, Dr. Dreyfus's command of Yiddish is somewhat limited on account that I do all the voices and I'm crap at Yiddish accents. Still, things might get better.
Anyway, this problem. I've just been looking at this travel brochure. Tell me, how do you pronounce the name of this island? Is it Hawaii or Hawaii?
Schmuck, Hawaii.
Oh, good, that's sorted out, thanks.
You're welcome. So, ask me what sort of day I've had.
All right, what sort of day have you had?
Don't ask. Have I suffered?
Have you suffered?
No, but my brother Solly, he has suffered.
Solly, wasn't he the kamikaze pilot?
That's right, the only Jewish kamikaze pilot in the Japanese Air Force. And that he used to crash his plane into his neighbor's scrapyard, such a business. As zoodled he is. As zoodled.
Anyway, how has he suffered then?
How has he suffered? This hemorrhoids, he has suffered.
Hemorrhoids, is this?
Such hemorrhoids that hang like grapes from his elephant and castle.
Castle?
Always in such pain as he has to travel around the world on crutches.
Travel around the world on crutches? I thought only herpes did that.
Herpes, schmerpes. Last week I told him, Solly, I said, spend the money. Go see specialist rectologist.
Oh,
so he goes to such a schwitzer. So says the rectologist, take this suppository, stick it in your back passage.
Did he stick it in his back passage?
Yeah, so he stuck it this in the back passages. Next week he comes to me still with his pain. So I said to him, did you do what the rectologist tell you with your sticking your suppository back passages? Yes, says Solly. But some schlub of a specialist he turned out to be, said Solly. For all the good it did me, I may well have shoved them up my ass.
Shoved it up my ass?
Oh,
I see. He thought the back passage meant corridor.
That's right. Back passage, not corridor.
He thought the back passage meant corridor. Sure. Yeah. Well, I think we've hammered that joke into the ground. Go wah-wah, please, immediately.
Wah-wah, please, immediately.
After listening to Dr. Dreyfus's distasteful story, I have a sudden urge to go buy some shoes.
Can I help you, sir?
I doubt it, unless you're proficient in split cortex neurosurgery. It's a posh shoe shop, this, isn't it? And you're dressed up like a dog's dinner,
Yes, sir. I think the bonio bow tie, sausage tiara, and the Mr. Chappy epaulets are rather fishing, don't you agree?
You're not Brian Sewell, are you?
Brian Sewell? Yeah. No.
Anyway, I want a pair of black shoes, size 12, please.
Size 12, sir. Try this one on, sir.
All right. No, it's too tight. No.
Oh, dear, sir, no. Try it on with the tongue out, sir.
All right, I'll try it on with the tongue out. No, it's still too tight.
Yes, tongue out. I see you misunderstand me for cheap comic effect, sir.
No, I'm just brain damaged. Oh, I know why this shoe is so tight. It's because my resident popular singing group Take Six is lodged between a corn plaster and a Blakey. I'll just prize them out. They're on the horn now. Oh, I know I am when I'm squeezed out of leather. Oh, hello, boys!
Hey, man, yeah.
I'm Stanley Brooks. along a few friends to join you with this song this week, have you?
That's right, that's Quincy Jones, man.
Quincy Jones, talented.
Got Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah Vaughan.
I've got Ella Fitzgerald.
Lucky old Gerald.
Got Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin.
Al Jarreau.
Al Jarreau. My favourite. And what's the ditty called this week then, boys?
It's called We Be Doing It.
Lovely thing, isn't it, English literature? Wonderful thing. Can I count you all in then?
No!
Fair enough.
We got that rhythm pumping up a beat without a drummer. Tell me, ain't it tough? We got a great big bottom getting down. We got the only low bass, baby, when there ain't no bass around. You know we rock house. I tell you right quick, I wanna get a little bit deeper for a while. So everybody can check this summer out.
Shoe, you really are. And you're great live. In fact, I saw you last night in concert.
Did you like it, man?
Well, everything was wonderful except for one thing.
What?
There was something wrong with my seat.
Wrong?
Yeah. It was facing the stage. Get out. Hey, man. Quincy Jones and Anne Fitzgerald.
Hey, man. What's going on, man?
Bing bong. British Rail would like to announce that very few programmes can boast a musical performance from a size 12 shoe. To that end, we will be keeping the laces for use in the final joke of the show. Passenger announcement. The train now arriving at platform 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12 is coming in sideways. Not the first or the last time we've used that joke. Thank you. Bing bong.
Time to peruse the thousands of letters from my admiring listeners. Many have written in asking...
Dear Mr. Smith!
Well,
dear Mr. Smith, where do you get your tape rhymes from?
Do you get your tape rhymes from?
And are they available in the shops?
Are they available in the shops?
The simple answer is Silly Pussycat Willy Bam Bam Silly Bee. The less simple and more grown-up answer is I get mine fresh every morning. Fresh they are. I never use frozen. My tape wines are hand-picked from the rubbish bin in the office of the controller of Radio 1, Mr. Jonathan Beerling. Jonathan Beerling, that's right. That's right, yeah, shut your mouth. Hand-picked. I pop them straight into the microwave for 3 seconds. Et voilà, donne tu éternes. What is on these rapid tape wines picked from Mr. Beerling's bin when slowed down has up until now been a mystery. However, here's one I picked earlier slowed down.
Rubber toadies. Split crutch.
Johnny.
Look the cucumber. Connect the wires.
To the car battery.
Oh, going dear.
Going for Simon Bates in.
Johnny, no, I'm... What does it mean? It's from the controller's office.
I'll try another one.
Keep quiet about this.
Bates won't be a word, but this chap from EMI Records, he'll bang me $30,000 for plugging Bonnie Langford's latest record.
Oh,
of course I said yes.
Oh, no.
I got those jeans to try to excite me.
Bates, do you hear me? Rip off.
Good boy.
Rip
them off.
Oh, my God. I know too much. I know too much.
I shall seek new employment abroad in Italy. Fast me the phone. Fast me the phone. I'm going to lash. Lash. Lash.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Oh, hello. Is that Vatican Radio?
This is the English program, Vatican Radio.
Oh, God bless you. My name is Clint Rimmer.
Yes.
R-I-M-M-E-R. Rimmer.
Yes.
Clint Rimmer.
Yes.
I understand that you broadcast to the nations of the world from the Vatican.
That's right.
Are you a nun?
No.
Oh, right. Because I just thought of somebody broadcasting as a disc jockey as a nun. Rabbi Lionel Blue arranged... do you know him?
No, not personally, no.
Rabbi Lionel Blue arranged a private pontifical audience between myself and His Holiness the Pope recently at the Vatican.
Yes.
And my call arises from discussions with the Holy Pontiff.
Yes.
Could you tell me what sort of...
Hey, Inglese! Inglese!
Hello?
Uno sacco di merda!
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Sorry, was that across line?
I don't know what happened.
I've never heard anything so uncouth in my life.
I've no idea what happened. There must be some into...
It was disgusting. Yeah. I don't know if you find Romans... Romans are occasionally disgusting. Very uncouth, aren't they? My wife was once manhandled by one in a trattoria called the Pink Oboe. I went to the Sistine Chapel next to... And I went to the one next to it, the 15th Chapel, and I thought the ceiling could have done with being a bit, you know, artexed rather than the thing they've got at the moment. I quite like artex as a surface. Anyway, I wonder if you can help me. I'm a disc jockey myself.
Yes.
For Topshop in High Street Crawley.
Yes.
And we did a recent ratings sweep. Mm-hmm. And apparently my show pulls an audience as far as boxer shorts. That His Holiness the Pope suggested that maybe I contact you to do a programme. Could you give me some idea of what sort of programmes you do at Vatican Radio and whether I could fit in?
What were you thinking of?
Do you have a music programme?
We have our own staff, you see. It's not very likely that we would use anything from someone from outside.
Oh, but I'd get a job and then I'd be inside.
That's right.
If I had the Sunday morning programme, I've already done my jingles and stuff. Mate, tell me what you think of this.
Mm-hmm. It's the Pope's favourite disc jockey. Dominus Deus, which record will he play us? Clint Rimmer on Vatican Radio.
Any views?
I don't know, I mean, you could...
It's a nice tune, isn't it?
Yes, it's a nice tune.
And I played the one of those tunes to His Holiness himself.
Yeah.
And he tapped his foot, hummed a bit, you know, that sort of...
He tapped his hood?
Not his hood, his foot.
His foot?
Yes. He had to laugh. He said that's exactly the sort of thing we want on Vatican Radio. I know I'm not Dave Lee Travis.
Well, OK, you're right, Travis.
And I don't think you want Dave Lee Travis, do you?
No.
You want something a little bit more subtle. Would that, I mean, if you wanted, say, for something like, if I was doing a Sunday morning programme, a little bit more casual, not so formal, that sort of thing, then you'd want something lasting, sort of like an image song, lasting for, you know, something like 20 seconds, in which case maybe this would fit the bill.
It's a sunny Sunday morning and the Pope's on the go. Hello, nuns.
Woo!
Skip Mass and tune into the Clint Rimmer Show. You may be Roman Catholic, but that doesn't mean you can't be cool or slick. Cos I play records by Meatloaf and even Frank Zappa, and I'm known in Rome as the papal rapper. Take a swig of water wine, stay in bed all day, and listen to my show on Vatican Radio. Amen.
Any views on that?
Okay, well, thank you very much, then.
I think you think I'm garbage, don't you?
Well, bye-bye.
Feeling somewhat peckish after my papal intercourse, I leave my luxury York penthouse flat to buy some tasty comestibles. I usually eat at a nearby German restaurant, but they recently had a severe outbreak of food poisoning there, with 50 customers being rushed to hospital. A medical spokesman said later that they feared the worst. Feared the verse. The verse. No, no, no. Oh, dear. Oh, sorry about that. The sound will be side splitting. Fear the verse.
Good evening, Mr. Lao Tzu.
Oh,
I
decided to visit the Wanking Chinese takeaway run by Mr. Lao Tzu, a mystical Taoist dialectician and no stranger to King Prawn Balls.
I see you've got rhubarb on the menu now, Mr. Lao Tzu.
Oh, I quite even got it, you know.
You grow it in your garden? So do I. I grow rhubarb in my garden.
Oh, well, you're quite, you know, you're good.
What,
rhubarb?
What do I put on my rhubarb? Well, mostly I put horse manure, that sort of thing.
Oh, custard on my rhubarb.
You prefer custard on yours, Mr. Lao Tzu.
Oh.
Why?
Oh.
You have driven me to my knees with your acerbic sinological wit.
I'll talk about that, but I'll tell you a funny thing, you know.
Tell me a funny thing, yes.
Oh, bank, so a credit card in our post.
The bank sends you a credit card in the post, yes.
Oh, I got a credit card written on it.
And it's got a credit card written on it, yes.
Well, I saw as you said, I've got into a debt, you know, it's your son's.
As soon as you use it, you get into debt. That's absolutely true, Mr. Lao Tzu.
Oh, I'll tell you another funny thing, you know.
Tell me another funny thing, you know, yes.
I watch a war film on television.
When you watch old war films on television, yes.
Oh, it's a kamikaze pilot about to crash.
And you see kamikaze pilots about to crash, yes.
Oh, why don't I want crash? Oh, I don't know.
Why are they always wearing crash helmets? Great, Timothy, I never thought about that before.
Oh, I'll tell you another funny thing, you know.
Tell me another funny thing, Mr. Lao Tzu. My word, three funny things in one programme. The show must be running under time this week.
Oh, you remember when you're 16, you know.
When you're 16, yes.
Oh, you've got to pull out a stiffy because
and you've got a permanent stiffy. Oh, oh dear, no, we say aroused. Yes, you've got a permanent aroused because of the hormones in your body, yes.
Oh, same hormone, I tell you to go and make
a baby. The same hormones that are telling you to go and make babies, yes.
Oh, hormones that cover your face.
They're the same hormones that cover your face with acne.
Oh, sorry, you can't make babies because you took a woman near you.
You can't make babies because no woman will go anywhere near you.
Oh, everyone calls you baked bean face, you're not
And everyone calls you baked bean face.
Oh.
Once again, your searing Eastern intellect has penetrated to the heart of the matter. As for your food, however, I'd like to say that it's the tastiest Chinese cuisine I have ever had the good fortune to encounter.
Oh, thank you, oh, thank you.
I'd like to say that, but unfortunately I cannot, since it is nothing more than putrid pig...
You're on the floor, you pay for it!
Meanwhile, back in my luxury York penthouse flow.
All right, it may not be much of a link, but it's better than bloody Jazz FM.
This is BBC One. And being Sunday afternoon, there'll be nothing but crap for the next 6 hours. At 3 o'clock, Kenneth Moore stars in the World War II classic Reach for the Magnets, in which he plays an RAF pilot with tin legs who decides to fly off and shoot some Jerry's and returns with a tin plate on his head to match. Serve the bastard right. Then at 5 o'clock... I Was Monty's Treble, the World War II film of a choir boy's brave fight against a sexually rabid field marshal. But now on BBC One, time for Antiques Roadshow.
Hello and welcome to Antiques Roadshow. We're in Harrogate this week, or is it Eastbourne, or perhaps even Frinton-on-Sea? It doesn't matter, really. So long as everyone's cosily middle-class, well-off, decent people who also happen to be greedy, money-grabbing bastards who pretend they're interested in antiques. Right, well, let's look at our first battered old relic, but nothing a facelift couldn't sort out, eh, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Sit down, would you?
Thank you indeed, Mr. Scully.
Sorry, look, for the purpose of this sketch, would you mind calling me, say, Mr. Lally? Sketch reflects badly on you, Scully. He might be a bit litigious, you know, that sort of thing.
All right, Mr. Lally.
Right, that's right, back into character. Now, what have we got here, then?
I don't know.
I think it might be very valuable, but frankly, I'm not interested in the money side.
Not interested in the money side?
Not interested.
No.
I've been keeping it in the family for years,
right.
And I jolly well intend to keep it that way, okay? There's an end to it. All right?
Really? Well, for the benefit of viewers at home, I shall now drill a hole in your cranium.
Good God! Good heavens!
Comstar, what a lot of brain fluid for such a small brain. And by lowering a microphone into your cranial cavity, listen to what you're really thinking about. Here we go.
They're going in my brain.
Just think
testing.
About something, would you?
One, two, three, testing.
Yeah, we can hear what you're thinking about while I assess your antique. There we are now. This is Spode, China, and it's quite interesting, actually, Spode, because...
Yes, but how much money is it worth? That's what I want to know. How much?
Is it marquetry around the base? Now, that's unusual for Spode, especially of this sort of age.
I couldn't give a fig what it looks like. So long as the neighbours are watching, give me the money, I'll be straight down to Leicester Square getting some of the red boy for the night.
I don't know, I'd say it's worth about, £5.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, dear, he's unconscious. There's blood... Oh, it's pouring out of his ears, that blood is. Oh, dear. Oh, there's someone else walking up now, sir. What's this you're handing me?
It's a writ issued from Mr. Hugh Scully for libel and defamation of character.
Oh, now, this is worth something. It's hard to say, but depending on the jury... Oh, I think we must be talking £300,000 at the very least. Oh, well, why don't you join us next week from Brixton? And then a pig flew out of the window. From me, goodbye.
BBC.
Oh, good morrow. May it be possible, prithee, to parley with the Broadcasting House reception, please?
Yes, of course. I'll put you through. Hold on. Reception?
Oh, hello. I wonder if you could do me a favour. I'm very, very late. Could you possibly shout out to see if one of my people... I'm supposed to be meeting somebody, if he's arrived, please?
And then whom am I shouting out for?
It's Marcel Proust.
Sorry?
Marcel Proust.
Hold on. Marcel Proust? No.
Oh, is he there? I heard somebody
Marcel
say yes.
Proust. No.
Oh, dear. Oh, I know why. He's been dead since 1922, actually. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Grey and light grey, dark grey and I find I can't sing a rainbow, can't sing a rainbow, 'cause I'm colourblind.
That was the monochrome edition of Victor Lewis Smith, written by Paul Sparks and Victor Lewis Smith. Mr. Lewis Smith did the music and the voices and produced the programme. The show involved mammoth research, which was undertaken by our resident mammoth. Unfortunately, it leaves gigantic droppings all over the studio desk, but still there you are. Don't work with animals or children, that's our motto, which is why we're not in the child bestial pornography business. Finally, the budget for this programme was so poor that it was recorded on a shoestring, and unfortunately the boot polish has gummed up the tape heads, which is why it sounds so very bloody odd. We can't think of it.